We are expecting to learn much more today about the deadly shootings that claimed the lives of six people and the gunman at the Sikh temple in Oak Creek yesterday. Authorities will hold a news conference at 10 this morning, and you'll be able to hear that live here on WUWM. Annalise Henzel joins me now with a recap of the story and what we know so far. Good morning, Annalise.
Morning, Bob. As you mentioned, seven people in all died in the incident. Fraidert Hospital also treated three for gunshot wounds. The story unfolded yesterday as members of the Sikh community gathered in the temple on Howell Avenue just south of Rawson in Oak Creek. A man, reportedly white and in his 40s, entered the temple and began shooting. He exchanged gunfire with the officers who were first on the scene, one of whom killed him. Oak Creek Mayor Stephen Scafidi.
We are grateful for the heroic actions of one of our officers, two of our officers, who made a very dangerous situation a little bit better and probably saved lives. So we're thankful for them and hope that they have a speedy recovery.
Scafidi says he's outraged by the senseless act of violence. He says the police department will cooperate with federal, state, and county officials, all of whom will have a role in the investigation. The FBI, however, is taking the lead, considering the incident as a possible case of domestic terrorism.
Now, one big question that still seems to be unanswered, Annalise, is whether authorities have confirmed that the gunman acted alone in these shootings.
That was the word at the latest update for the media held late yesterday afternoon. Greenfield Police Chief Bradley Wentland, who was helping on the scene, said numerous calls to 911 from people at the temple probably led to the initial reports that more than one gunman was involved.
It's believed that the reports of multiple shooters were likely reports of the same shooter from different perspectives, which is very common in an active shooter incident.
But Wentland said that they were taking all precautions, making sure that the temple was secure and that there were no other shooters involved. We'll probably learn much more about that today at the news conference as well. Reporters yesterday pressed Wentland and other officials for more information about the victims, the suspect, and the circumstances of the shooting. But authorities were keeping details very close to the vest. Wentland says police and other authorities need to take the time to properly collect evidence, interview the people who were in the temple, notify family members of victims, and more. Which he says is a lengthy process. He says that it's better to take the process slowly and make sure to get things right rather than make a mistake that would have to be cleared up later. Wentland promised that we'll be brought up to speed with all of the latest details available at this morning's news conference.
One of the things that happened following the shootings is they resulted in an outpouring of support for the Sikh community both at the temple and beyond.
Yes, national Sikh groups, a number of them, were quick to offer their condolences and support. In fact, so did President Obama. And in Milwaukee last night, a vigil organized via Facebook yesterday was held at Cathedral Square downtown. Manpreet Kaur of Menominee Falls was there. She's a member of the Sikh community, and she says that she and others who follow the religion are scared.
Everyone has right to practice their own religion, and every religion says that you have one God and you just follow and follow the peace, love, respect for everyone. So why not for our religion? Why there is a difference in between people? We all are same. It's just the color of a skin should not matter what you are thinking.
Another of the participants at that vigil was Anahi Sanchez of Oak Creek, who lives near the temple. She says it's important for the broader community to examine why such senseless acts of violence take place in society. She says that the incident was, quote, mind-blowing, yet she's not surprised that such hate exists.
Hearing this news has really shattered my world today, although it hasn't surprised me to the level that maybe some people have been shocked if they are comfortable enough and privileged enough not to see what the evils of racism and anger embodied means or what it looks like.
Authorities, by the way, have not yet said whether this might be considered an official hate crime. But members of the Sikh faith say that they have been targeted in the past, including immediately after 9/11, by people who erroneously assume that they're Muslim extremists because of the silk turbans that Sikh men wear. Muslim groups are among those that issued statements yesterday saying that they support the Sikh community during this difficult time.
One other item is late yesterday, I think it was about 5 o'clock, according to reports, police surrounded a home in Cudahy and conducted a search. We really don't know a lot more about that yet, but perhaps details about that will also come forth today at the 10 o'clock news conference.
Yeah, we believe so. A neighborhood was evacuated and an FBI vehicle and the bomb squad were called. Neighbors were evacuated, and a lot of questions arose as to whether this was the home of the suspect. A lot of news outlets are saying that it was, but as I mentioned earlier, authorities are really keeping a lot of details, including details about that investigation, very close to the vest right now.
Annalise Henzel in the studio with us this morning. Thanks for the update.